From Du Bois to Jeffrey City and South Pass to Lysite, if it's happening in Fremont County, Fairings in the Field. From the Porter's 10Cast studio, here's County 10 reporter Amanda Fairing.
County 10 caught up with the Riverton Youth Soccer Association board president Josh Saltzgaver to discuss the upcoming Rampage Rumble soccer tournament happening this weekend, April 24th through the 25th, right here in Riverton. Let's hear from Josh about the tournament.
You know, this was a first annual tournament for us. You know, back in the late 90s, I think it was possibly in 96 was the last time Riverton hosted a tournament. So we were very optimistic that we could put on a good tournament. We've got a great coaching base from Riverton that has a lot of contacts throughout the state, and being centrally located, nice weather most days, you know, we figured we could host a pretty good tournament. And, you know, our realistic goals were if we could get 70 teams, you know, it would be a good tournament. In relation to some of the tournaments around the state, that's a good sized tournament. And glad to say that we've got 86 teams registered as of today, and we should have, you know, on average, there's about 10 players per team, you know, averaging over the different age groups. So we're expecting around 850 to 900 players, and then, you know, you got a couple coaches and officials per team. So we should probably have an upwards of 1,000 people coming in Riverton over the weekend. So it'll be a huge boost to our economy. There'll be a lot of people here, a lot of people in restaurants, motels, and retail, and everything else. So we're excited. It should be a great event. We've expanded our soccer fields. We'll have games down at Ryan Park. We actually cut in and painted some new fields in front of the college where they typically have the car show. We'll have fields out there.
Great.
Working on set up that this week. And we have the two CWC soccer fields in the rear of the college as well. So it's coming together. It's been a lot of work. We've got some great volunteers in the program and around the town. You know, our sponsors for the event have been fantastic. They have really stepped up, and it's been great to see the community support, you know, businesses that have jumped in and actually contacted us and said, hey, can we give you some money and be part of this? And so it's been great. We've had good support.
That's awesome. That's going to be a huge influx of folks coming in this weekend then. And so they're probably going to stay for the entire weekend, you were expecting?
Yeah. You know, a lot of teams will have early Saturday morning games, so they'll come in Friday. And, you know, championship games will range anywhere from noon to 3 o'clock, I would say, on Sunday. It's just kind of give or take, depending on the age.
Sure.
So they'll be around for the weekend. You know, they'll be hitting up all the restaurants, motels, and everything else. So, yeah, they'll be here for the duration of the weekend.
All right. So we'll have a pretty big weekend in Riverton. And, Josh, what are the kind of age ranges or groups that you're going to be having here as far as the tournaments go?
So typically on the Wyoming soccer tournament base, you have eight and under, which are your – occasionally you have a 6, 7, and 8-year-old in that division, clear up to the 15U division. So 15-year-olds and everything in between. So
awesome.
We've got actually a lot of 8U teams coming to this one, which is cool. You know, that gets the little guys out there on the field, and it's great to watch. They're just out there having a blast. So
That's great.
There's a big range of players, but it's some fun ages for them to play.
This weekend's tournament is also an official kickoff to fundraising efforts for the multi-purpose field house that the association has been working on for about a year now. They've been utilizing different facilities around Riverton, including the Fremont County School District number 25 and a few others. So let's hear from Josh about this process.
School district, and they have been great to us over the years for our teams to stay practicing during the winter, because we have a lot of players that play for either the Olympic development program for the state or a 307 program also, or they just play for Rampage and travel to indoor futsal tournaments throughout the winter. And we've always wanted to have that indoor facility that was more or less our space that we could have open to the kids pretty much from the second they get out of school till, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And, and even potentially have space to where we can have an adult league. About 6 months ago, we really got serious about it and started looking at different places that we could build something like this and the feasibility of keeping it open and costs and everything else. And we've kind of located the location that we wanted to put it and did a little bit of background work on how we could acquire land and or lease land and work with the city and different entities.
The association found some property that will hopefully be home to the new indoor facility right off of the CWC campus there in Riverton. Let's hear more from Josh about what that process looks like.
We're working on setting up and getting a lease agreement in place, and we're hoping that we can have that finalized in the next month or so. And if we do that, or once that's completed, we'll be hitting the ground running, and we've got some artist renditions getting worked on, as well as some initial plans and thoughts. But the facility would be more than just an indoor soccer facility. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to try to build this as a multi-purpose facility and have an indoor walking track that anybody in the community would be able to access. We would also have retractable batting cages in a mezzanine area and hopefully an archery range in that same vicinity. That way we can tap into the archery enthusiasts and hunters around Riverton and give them a place in the winter months to actually shoot out to some distances. So that's just a touch on kind of what we're looking at.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot of details to iron out,
you know, sure.
Partnerships yeah. and with, you know, other groups in the town and being that it's in such close proximity to the college, we hope and plan that we can work out some partnerships with the college too, because this will help their community college mm-hmm. in recruiting soccer players and everything else, having a facility like this.
The hope is that the facility will actually kind of draw more folks from around the state as well to Fremont County, really boosting that economic development. So let's hear more from Josh.
You know, our state being so vast and so distant between, you know, communities, there's a big lack in our state for indoor practice space mm-hmm. that's turf or grass that, you know, the 307 programs and the Olympic development program, they've actually sought out to use Riverton as a training area. We've got the school district facilities to do that, and it didn't work out this first year, but they want to be able to use us as an option as well, because we are central, and we're more central for some of the communities around the state that have kids that participate in this. So our hopes are is once this is in place, this wouldn't be just a private facility for our soccer players here. Mm-hmm. It would be a mechanism for us to bring people in from all over the state, and those teams train constantly mm-hmm. during the winter months. You know, they train in November, December, and January, you know, for tournaments that they're going to down in Arizona and Utah and Las Vegas. So we would hope that we could have this facility being used, or we would be putting on events constantly, and which would in return bring hundreds of people into our motel rooms and restaurants, hopefully every weekend, you know, during the winter months, you know, so that's our goal. It would be more of it's not just a local facility. It'd be a statewide place to bring a lot of people to our community.
Thanks to the help of local businesses, organizations, community members, parents, and anybody else who's pitched in, they are pretty well set this weekend for volunteers. However, Josh does share a few more thoughts just for those to prepare for the influx of people.
Prepare for, you know, businesses mm-hmm. and restaurants really, really should be prepared for a lot of people coming in.
You know,
there's going to be a lot of people at noon and in the evening that are going to be out there, you know, trying to get a quick meal between games and everything else. So mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing is they can do to help themselves is is really be prepared for it, because they'll have an influx of kids that they probably haven't seen in quite a while. It'll be similar to a Ronthon type weekend. You know, the Ronthon event is fantastic and does a lot of good for a community, and that's going to be a similar number of kids, probably maybe even more. I'm not sure how many that brings in, but it should be quite the event.
All right, so the influx of folks, that also means it'll be a great opportunity to head on out there this weekend, support our local community. Josh leaves us with a few final thoughts here on where you can find some details and a little bit more info about the teams.
Just encourage people to get out and watch some games if you can. There should be a lot of fun stuff going on. We'll have food vendors at Ryan Park, and there may even be some high school and college soccer going on at the turf fields this weekend. So there should be a lot of action if you want to get out and see some kids play some sports. And there'll be some great competitive teams. You know, that our U14 girls team from Riverton is an outstanding team that everybody should try to catch one of their games. They're one of the top teams in the state every year. They're really fun to watch, and as well as we have a lot of really solid teams, but go out and cheer for the Riverton kids, and love to see some fans out there just cheering on kids they don't even know.
That's great. Before we let you go, is there a place people can find the schedules and where they're going
to
be at?
Yeah, if they go to rampagerumble.net.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's our tournament website. They can see the field locations. There's a link there to the schedules. They can kind of see all the businesses that have sponsored this and made this happen. And pretty much that is all the info they would need.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us, Josh. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.